Sanhedrin. In this week's parasha is Parashas Bo. The Torah says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor, Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodoshim, rishon hu lachem l'chodshei hashana." That this is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hachodesh, that is a mitzvah to that Edim should see the moon and come to Beis Din to be made that they saw the moon, and then the Beis Din says, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So it's interesting that something that, you know, the nuances that we can often neglect to notice. You know, here Hashem said it to Moshe and to Aaron. And most of the Torah is Vayom Hashem O Moshe Leimor. Vayomer Hashem O Moshe Leimor. Here it's Moshe and Aaron. So what's the significance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe and Aaron? So it's interesting that Medrash Rabbah says an unbelievable thing on page 3. That you need a Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? Question of how big the Beis Din is. So it says, Dover Acher, says the Medrash, HaChodesh Yisrael Lachem, Lama Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe L'Aaron, V'fi Shekiddush HaChodesh B'Shloisha. Because Kiddush HaChodesh needs a Beis Din of Shloisha. So Shekibikesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu L'Kadesh Yisrael Lachodesh, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe L'Aaron, Ani V'Atem N'Kadesh Yisrael Lachodesh. So that answers the question. Why did Hashem say to Moshe and Aaron? Because you need at least a Beis Din. For a Beis Din, minimum Beis Din is 3. So you needed Hashem, Moshe, and Aaron. And that was the original Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh. That was, it constituted, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu normally is not considered part of a Beis Din Shalmata, but for this original Kiddush HaChodesh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was part of this Beis Din. And we'll see the Gemara, the Satmar Rebbe points out this Gemara on page 2. Says, V'amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asiya Bar Yochanan, that anyone who is mevarach on the chodesh bizmano is mekabel pei shechina. How do we know? Because ksiv hocha chodesh hazeh lachem. It says hazeh. So by zeh, zeh keli van veyu is referring to Ribbono shel Olam. So achodesh hazeh is referring to the Ribbono shel Olam as well. So this, as the Satmar Rebbe points out, is the significance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be part, as the Medrash says, of the original Beis Din. And he has a whole piece here, as you can see, we're not going to go through the whole thing now, but he says that these two chazals fit in together. The chazal that says that the Beis Din, the original Beis Din, Vayom Hashem O Moshe and Aaron, why Moshe and Aaron? So the Medrash says, because you needed a Beis Din of Shlosha. So you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe and Aaron. And therefore, any time you're mekadish to chodesh, that's kabbalas pnei hashchina. Because even though today's Beis Din is 3 people who are basar v'dam, but it's still a continuation of that original kiddush hachodesh. That original kiddush hachodesh. So we still have to understand, Rabbosai, what's the significance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being part of that original Bezdin. So let's take a look in the Sforno. And if those that went to the orientation the other night, Rabbi Reis mentioned the Sforno. But it says the Sforno on page 8.
HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim.
So what the Sforno is dwelling on the word Lochem. Why can't he just say Achodesh Hazeh Rosh Chodoshim? What do you mean Lochem? So the Sforno says,
Mikan ve'ilch yu ha-chadoshim shalachem, la'asos behem kirtzotchem.
He says, because now you're free people. You're not slaves anymore.
Avol b'mei ha-shibud lo hayu yimeichem shalachem. Aval hayu la'avodas acherim rutzonam.
When you were slaves, your time was not your own, because you were meshubat to someone else. So now you're free men, and the time is at your disposal to do whatever you want with it. So that's what it means. Achodesh hazalachem, chodesh, the month, kiddush achodesh, that represents time, that represents man, and now it's in your hands to do what you want with it. So I think Rabosai, putting all these things together, you see, what the Satmar Rebbe says as well, that, you know, the Kedusha's Zman is Kadosh. Because the holiest thing, you know, we know we have Shabbos, the Kadosh, and Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah, and all these things. The weekday is Chol, but the Zman itself has Kedusha. Meaning, if you waste time, that's taking something precious. So even the weekday, the time is precious. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be part of the Beis Din, because he wants to show that every bit of time is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, has Kedusha. So even though it's not a Kedusha that's going to be Aser B'Malacha, like Shabbos and Yontif, etc. But it's a holy thing. What do you mean it's holy? Meaning that when we're given time, we're given opportunities. And if you just squander it and you waste it, then you're wasting that precious gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is directly involved in Kedushas HaZman, in making HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Now that doesn't mean you shouldn't relax sometimes. And, you know, a lot of times if you don't relax and you don't go to sleep and you don't chill out sometimes, you're going to be too wound up and you're going to, chas v'shalom, you can get sick. So that's part of the proper zman, is sometimes relaxing and sometimes, but sometimes just people waste time. You know, sometimes, I mean, Baruch Hashem, I don't know so much from computers, but I get the impression, you know, that you can sit in front of a computer and do these whatever you can do, and you can squander just hours and hours of time, like leibud. And Achodesh Hashalachem is the Hashivas Hazman, and the Ribbono Shel Olam was part of that Beis Din. And even though now we have a Beis Din, I mean now we have a calendar, but even in future generations when it's not, Still, the original, as the Satmar Rebbe says, the original Kedusha of Hazman comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why a person, especially coming here, Baruch Hashem, a lot of you were in Eretz Yisrael, and you had a whole day of learning, and here, you know, it can become more complicated, because you have a dual curriculum, you have other things, so time becomes very important. And you have to organize your time and balance your time and have kvius. You know that every day at a certain time you get up, and every day you go to this minyan, and you come to Seder and Shir, and then you go to you have to have a Seder. Seder has man. The whole idea of Zman is a Seder. We speak in davening, Asher B'dvar Mar, Chochm B'Sech, B'Suvram Shunaiti, Machli, Es Hazman, Masader, Sakachovim. All Zman is Seder. And then you could get the most out of your time. But Zman has what? Has Kedusha.
Zman has Kedusha.
Oh. So if you look, in the Degel Machane Ephraim, on page 10. So he says an unbelievable thing.
He says, "Hachodesh hazel lachem rosh chodeshim rishon hu lachem lachodesh yeshana yesh b'zerem is nifla v'shachanani Hashem berachem avrov chasodov ki yaduah shakodesh baruch hu mechadesh b'chol yom tomid masiv reishis."
We know that it's not that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but He constantly is renewing the world.
Mechadesh b'tu v'chol yom kvar b'yad yizel le'el ki kimomash haschos habriya.
So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what does the famous Chazal say? Istakel Baraisa. Hashem looked in the Torah, that was the blueprint. Ubara Alma.
I saw the Torah, this is bizarre HaKadosh. Kluch Brichu Istakel Baraisa, Ubara Alma. So similarly, Kach Ischatshus Habriya Shal Maise Breishis Hu Gamkein Aldei Ischatshus HaTorah She Yisrael Mechatshim B'chol Yom Chidushi Torah.
He says, in other words, the Torah was before the world. And Hashem looked in the Torah, He created the world. But He's continuing to perpetuate the creation. So what's how does He perpetuate? By looking at the Torah. But the Torah that He looks in is the Torah that we're learning every day. The Chidushei Torah that we're involved in. And Chidushei Torah, you know, the Vilna, I think the Rav Chaim Volozhin said from the Vilna Gaon, that Chidushei Torah doesn't only mean that if you have a Chiddush that no one else said before. It means every time you understand something in a clearer way, that's also Chidushei Torah. So the Chidushei Torah that we are learning, that Klal Yisrael is learning, is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking into to perpetuate the Bria. There was the original creation of Maisa Bereishis. That was the Istakel Baraisa. That was the Torah that was there Mikadmas Dina. But then there's the perpetuation of Torah of the world, and that comes also Istakel Baraisa Bar Alma. That also comes from Istakel Baraisa Bar Alma. And that's the Torah of Klal Yisrael. Oh. Now there's a fascinating Gemara on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. It's a famous Gemara, but if you never heard it, so you should hear it now. Okay? A fascinating Gemara. Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And Bez Hashem, I think I put it in another Parsha Shir. We're going to look at it again in a few weeks. Amar Rab Chelbo. Chamra de Purgaisa. There's a certain place called Purgaisa that the wine was very good. Umaya de Dumas, and the water of this other place is also very good. Kipchu Aseres HaShvatim. So Aseres HaShvatim got so involved, the 10 tribes that were Misgala, got so lured to the Hanas Olam Hazeh of that wine and water. So then the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Ikla Lahasim. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach once went to this place. To this place. Where they had that wine and water. imshich basrayu. But he got so involved, he got so taken by that water and that wine, yakir talmude, he forgot his learning. Because he was so involved in the gashmius, he forgot his learning. So the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. Ki hadar, when he came back, also, he went. Kam lemikre besifra, and he wanted to open up a chumash and read, or a sefer Torah and read. Bar lemikre, so which pasuk did he open to? Hachodesh hazeh lachem. Right? So instead of saying Hachodesh hazeh lachem, what did he say? Hacherish hayalibam. In other words, he read Chodesh Cherish and Lachem Libam. So Bo Rabbanan Rachmealei, so the Rabbanan davened for him. He said, instead of saying Chodesh Hazel Lachem, he said Hacherish hayalibam. So Bo Rabbanan Rachmealei, the Hadar Talmudei, and he got his learning back. Whereas there, apparently, he stayed in this place, and it wasn't such a big Makom Torah, and he got involved in the, you know, and it could be he went for good, I'm sure he went for good reasons or whatever, but he got lured into it, and he didn't have a chevra there. He was alone. And that's what happened. And it's so interesting. Why did the Gemara, you know, is it stam a coincidence that was the pasuk he happened to open up to? Or perhaps, and it could be I saw this someplace, that no, that's the idea. That HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem represents Kedushas HaZman. And sometimes he got involved in a situation where the Zman perhaps wasn't used in the best way, or he was in a situation where he was spent time in a atmosphere that was not so conducive to Ruchnius. And Dafka, and this pasuk, because this is the pasuk that shows the chashivas of the Zman and the chashivas of, and it doesn't mean you shouldn't ever take a vacation, it doesn't mean that, but somehow it's hard to know exactly what went on, but you know, he just got lured into the gashmius of the wine of those places and the water, and there was some type of shikras ha-Torah. But it's dafka that pasuk, because that's the pasuk that shows you how important kedushas hazman is. But you know what's interesting, that this chazal is expounded on further in a medrash in Koheles, on page 15. It says like this: Chamisha Talmidim hayu lo l'Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai had five premier Talmidim. Kol zman sheyakam hayu yoshivim lefanav. So they would always. So when he was alive, they would all be learning by him. Sheniftar. But when he died, so where did they go? Halchu liYavne. So they went to Yavne. He writes here in the bottom, the Sanhedrin Agodol, based in. Bez Havara Godel, Bez Din Shal Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Lezer ben Aruch didn't go with them to Yavne. He went to his wife, Le'emaos. They all went to Yavne, and that was the big learning center. And he went someplace else. He went to Emaos, which was the place where there's Mokam Mayim Yofim, the Nava Yofim, and hintim lahem sheyavo etzlo. So he was waiting that the other four guys, the other four rabbanim, should come to him. V'lo bo. They never came. They stayed in Yavne. So kevan shelo bo. So he said, if they're not coming to me, I might as well go to them. Kevan shelo bo bikech lelech etzlam. V'lo hi nachato ishto. But his wife wouldn't let. Amru mitzarech l'mi. In other words, who needs who? In other words, who's the biblical Talmud Chacham? Amar lehen hein tzrichim li. In other words, he knew that he was more a bigger Talmud Chacham, and he would be teaching them, not they teaching him. So they really should come to him. So Amar lo, chemes achbarim, mi darko lech lech etzal mi, achbarim reitzal achemes, so achemes eitzal achbarim. If you have mice, and then you have a jug of water. So who's going to go to a jug of food or whatever? So who comes to who? The mice come to the food. The food doesn't go to the mice because the mice need the food. So they should come to you. So Shamala. So he stayed there. The Yoshev lo at Sheshachach Talmudo. So this is a similar parallel story of perhaps what went on there. And the Ajava speaks about this. And the idea being, and he quotes the Marsha, the Ajava, he quotes the Marsha. If you look in the Marsha on page 13, he says, through two lines from the bottom, the cheresh milhavin achrei asher hayalibo kimayan amizgaber bechibur lachachamim. Whereas when he was together with the other chachamim, and he, even though he might have been bigger, and he had to explain to them the Tosfos or whatever, you know, he had to explain to them the learning, but that caused him to produce. But now that he was alone, and all he had was the wine and the water. So HaKodesh Allah Zolachem Teret HaKheresh HaYalibo, meaning that not only is every, the Zman is important, it's the Sviva is important, and a person could be learning, he can be learning in Eretz Yisrael and be steiging, and then he can put himself into a situation where he takes himself out of the Beis Medrash and he's not with, even though he might be in the same city with the same yeshiva, but he's not part of the chevra, and he removes himself, then a chodesh hazeh lachem could be what? A cheresh hayalibam. That his heart becomes closed, and the Torah doesn't go in. And that's the idea. That's the idea. And a chodesh hazeh lachem is zman. It's the Bezdin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe V'Aaron, because it's the highest Kedusha. Zman is what you do with your time, is the most important thing in life. Using time well, being organized person, knowing that it's not like every day you do so. Okay, you have different schedules in your classes, whatever, but basically you have a set thing. A certain time you're going to come to the Beis Medrash at night, a certain time you're going to come to the Beis Medrash in the morning, shir, lunch, seder. That's Kedushas Hazman. And a person has to realize that, you know, another lesson that we learn from Achodesh Lachem is the, you know, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us in Masech the Sukkah on page 19, that Yisrael monim lelavana v'ovdei kachavim lachama. That our calendar is the what? Is the lunar calendar? Is the moon? Right? Our months are based on the moon, and the goyim, they count what? Lachama. And what's the idea? So the Baba Varebe here has a whole piece where he writes on page 21, the first hour on the right.
Zekavanus Maram Israel Modim Lacham Kloma She Yisod Musad Israel Shokolecha Yodea Shu Bimchinus Makabel.
Because we know that the moon doesn't have its own light, so the moon is receiving light from the sun. So that's why we always have to be a Makabel. We always have to learn from somebody. Of course, we have to be Mashpia also, but we have to be a Makabel. We always have to have a Rebbe that we can learn from. And that's what Yisrael is monim lelavana. Yisrael is monim lelavana, and the goyim are monim lachama. And the way it's brought down in one of the sfarim is the lavana, and he quotes it also. Lavana what? The Baba Rebbe says at the bottom of page 22 on the right side. You know, at the beginning of the month, you see a sliver. And as it progresses, so that's the idea. When you mekabel Torah, so it's a progression. You learn a little bit more. People want everything at once. The moon is not mole till the 15th. It doesn't get mole right away. It's a process. You go out, day one you'll see a sliver, day two you'll see a little bit more. So that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we believe that learning and ruchnius is a gradual process. It's not something that we jump, you know, to the finish line at once. It's a gradual process, and that's what we have to. That's what the Toldos says on the pasuk, Lo sala b'malos al mizbechi. That you shouldn't take big steps, you know, step a little bit, gradual, just like the moon. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says, Orachaim Lamala on page 23, the Lamala Lamaskil, that a person has to go up, so he shouldn't go down. So it was like the Rosh Hashiva Rav Goldbach used to say, there's no such thing as stagnancy in Ruchnius. If you're not going up, you're going down. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. You have to go up. That's how he teaches the Pasuk. Orachaim Lamala Lamaskil, go up, so you shouldn't go down. Why can I be stagnant? The answer is there's no such thing. And that we see from the moon. The moon is what? It's getting bigger and bigger every single day. But it's not all at once. It's today a little bit. The sliver is bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you let days pass that it doesn't get bigger, then you turn from Achodesh Azelachem to Acheresh Hayalibam. And you have to realize that that's the most important thing. How we budget our time, how we're mesuder in our time, and that's the highest kedusha, is the time, is what are we going to do with our time, how are we going to use our time, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was part of the original Beis Din. It's Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, because that was a Beis Din, the Medrash says, and Hashem was part of that Beis Din, because that's the highest level of kedusha, is what you do with your time. But that's life. Kedusha Sachayim. Time is life. What you do, again, doesn't mean that you can never take a break and you shouldn't relax and you shouldn't schmooze with your friends. You know, that's also important. To have relationships with friends also is important, to spend time, to just to chill out and schmooze with your friends. But you have to know what time are you doing this, what time are you doing that. It's not just a hefker, that everything's a bilbul. It's lochem, it's for you, you're free men, time is yours. And that's the highest level of Kedusha. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be involved in this Beis Din. And we know we're Mekabel, we're like the moon, and it's a gradual process. But Ezra Hashem, if you keep at it in an orderly fashion, so then you'll see in the middle of the month, it's a full moon. And then Ezra Hashem, as time progresses, you'll see how you grew, how you matured in learning and avodas Hashem and all types in relationships and all types of things, but it all starts with hachodesh hazelachem, not hacherish hayalibam, but hachodesh hazelachem. And with that attitude, Bez Hashem, everyone should be matzliach in all your endeavors. Okay, we'll start 2 minutes.